every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And he'll be here, what, November 1st? November 1st for Elton John. Yeah, that'll be a great show. I got to see about getting tickets to Elton John. That's a show. I thought James Taylor was great, and now the question is, God, Elton John, November 1st. Mark that down on my to-do list, would you please, Jim?
Yeah, I mean, Elton's great, and this is his final farewell tour.
Oh, come on. It's the final farewell tour.
And how many,
all of these guys, like the Rolling Stones, have a farewell tour like every 2 years.
I think Cher has been doing one for 20 years.
Yeah. I think we'll see a lot more. But it'll be a great show. Stay where you are. We're going to talk about education and about day one of the school year in the Clark County School District. We'll talk about that. What went right? What went wrong, if anything? And by the way, what about that teacher shortage? Is it any better? We'll talk with State Senator Scott Hammond coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay with us. Lots more to do as we continue. And by the way, did I mention November 1st? November 1st. Stay with us. More to come.
Rising inflation, one thing is clear. Nevadans want more money back in their pockets. According to new research from Consumers for Quality Care, 73% of Nevadans think the cost of health care is going up more than the other things they need. And they're ready to support politicians who make lowering out-of-pocket costs a priority. A large majority of Nevadans think there are problems with the state's health care system. And their main concern is that out-of-pocket costs are too high, even for those who have insurance. Out-of-control health care costs are the reason why so many Nevada families are plagued with thousands of dollars in medical debt and find themselves skipping or delaying the care they need. It's no wonder that more than 7 in 10 voters are more likely to support a candidate who prioritizes reducing health care costs. To learn more about Nevadans' expectation for health care, visit consumersforqualitycare.org/Nevada. That's consumers, the number 4, qualitycare.org/Nevada. Paid for by Consumers for Quality Care.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.
The FBI's search of former President Trump's home in Florida on Monday continued to rock Washington and, more broadly, American politics, amid a swirl of questions about what led the Justice Department to take such a stunning step. Former Trump administration official Dr. Sebastian Gorka tells the Salem Radio Network the accusations by the FBI that the president took top secret documents don't hold water.
As someone who still has a top secret clearance, it's really crucial that American taxpayers and citizens understand how the classification system works in America. Allegedly, this is tied to some mishandling of classified documents. That's the accusation.
The raid marked a dramatic escalation of law enforcement scrutiny of the former president. A tax credit of up to $7,500 could be used to defray the cost of an electric vehicle under the Inflation Reduction Act, now moving toward final approval in Congress. But correspondent Rita Foley reports even if the tax credit becomes law, it may not help you much when you buy an electric vehicle, according to the auto industry.
The auto industry is warning that most EVs won't qualify for the whole $7,500 tax credit. Why? Well, to qualify for the credit, an electric vehicle has to contain a battery built in North America, with minerals mined or recycled on the continent. One industry group estimates that as of now, most electric, hydrogen, or plug-in hybrid models that are sold in the U.S. would not meet the requirements.
Police announced Tuesday that they have detained a primary suspect in the killings of four Muslim men in Albuquerque, New Mexico, whose deaths sparked fear in Muslim communities nationwide. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 58 points, the NASDAQ dropped 150, the S&P 500 index lower by 17. This is townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's 204, and this is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, gaming companies are hedging their bets, donating to both sides in the Nevada's governor race. Incumbent Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak has gotten most from the casinos and their executives, about $943,000 since 2021, while the GOP challenger Joe Lombardo has received $730,000. Since last year. Phil Ruffin, the owner of the TI and Circus Circus, has personally donated $10,000 to both Sisolak and Lombardo. Sisolak's largest casino backer is the Venetian, while Lombardo got the most money from Golden Entertainment, which runs the Strat and the PT's pub chain. The Vegas Loop has plans for yet another stop on the South Las Vegas Strip. The Clark County Commission is scheduled to vote next month on the Boring Company's plans to add the 56th planned station. for a two-acre parcel on Las Vegas Boulevard South. The land was bought about a month ago by Object Dash Trust for $12.8 million. What's not known is who's behind the trust. The Boring Company's been running the convention center loop for more than a year. The first strip offshoot system opened last month. Resorts World to the convention center.
MCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Look out for a crash on the Beltway 215. That's eastbound at the 15 interchange. They've moved those vehicles off to the right shoulder, so approach that area with caution. Also, remember those lane restrictions on Interstate 15 between Tropicana and Warm Springs.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I always love it when he stops by. He is one of the smartest guys I know of when it comes to education. He's dedicated much of his adult life to education. And he is Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. He joins us every Tuesday. How did the first day of school go? What are the reports you're getting back?
Not much. So, you know what? First of all, good to be on the program with you again. It's
yep.
always a pleasure to be here with you. And I tell you, I didn't hear much yesterday. It was kind of, you know, CCSD started. A couple other online schools started. Charter schools had sort of a soft opening. They officially opened a lot of them on Wednesday. So it's, you know, I just haven't heard much. You know, you're not going to hear much. Teachers have been preparing for this day. And, you know, when I talk about schools, I never like to talk bad about the teachers because those are the folks that have to get, you know, they have to implement everything that people are trying to do, whether it's administrative, you know, the high ranks of administration in CCSD or WashOE or wherever you might be, the legislature. I mean, I found my job in the legislature tended to be one where I was just sort of the guardian of the teachers. You want them to do what? Additionally, more of this? No, I can't do that. I can't ask them to do more. I mean, you're already burdening the teachers. Then they wonder why so many teachers leave so early. I mean, most of their careers are 3 to 4 years. So the teachers have been busy preparing to make sure that when the students come in, they're ready to learn.
I was out over the weekend doing the final back to school lunch, you know, the celebratory lunch, and she said, you know, we keep getting less and less summertime.
Oh, yeah.
Why is that? Is that just the way it fell? Is that the pandemic or what?
Both. Yeah, the way it fell, COVID. Because remember, a couple of years ago, they decided that they wanted to start school earlier, which I was always in favor of. But I was always told, well, because of the summer, I mean, you don't want to be in schools, the heat, the air conditioning costs will go up. I mean, there was a lot of, you know, procedural reasons why we didn't do it, right? But it made sense to me because you wanted to be out at a break, winter break, as they call it, right? You wanted to be done. Instead, students were coming back, and then they had 2 weeks until their finals. So they had two and a half weeks off, and whatever they learned, you know, students learn, and then they forget a lot right away. Well, you're asking them to remember things. It didn't make any sense. So now they take their finals, and they go on winter break, and then they come in and start fresh with a new semester when they come back from break. That made sense to me, always made sense to me. I'm glad we did that. So we start earlier. We get out earlier. the COVID, you know, COVID, you know, the pandemic really, I think, interrupted that. And so we're going to get back on, you know, that trajectory where we're starting early, getting out early. They'll have that summer break that they desperately need, right? But, you know, that was the reason.
Is there a case to be made for year-round school? I mean, when we were an agrarian society and everybody, you know, the kids were out in the fields doing harvest and all of that stuff,
yeah.
I could understand that. But today,
yeah,
do we need year-round school?
You know what? I would not be opposed to somebody who said, hey, I'm going to start a school that's a year-round school where we give breaks out, you know, 2-3 week breaks here and there, and then we stay in. If that's the model and they want to use it and parents are going, that's where I want my kid to go to school, I'm all for it because it does make sense. A really smart person will sit there and say all day long, let me give you the reason, the rationale for, you know, year-round school, because then you don't have what they call the summer slide. The summer slide, meaning you learn a lot and then you forget a lot in those 3 months and you kind of have to start again. You know, the teacher the first week is going, let's do a recap. Well, there won't be none of that that's necessary. Maybe, you know, maybe scaffolding back or going back and a little bit once in a while, every 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, you kind of say, hey, remember when we did this? And you just do that real quick. But not that summer slide that happens. And believe me, the summer slide is a big – it is a thing. And then you also had the COVID slide. That was even a bigger deal.
That was huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was huge. How long is it going to take for us to overcome that?
It's going to affect this generation, the kindergarten generation.
Because they missed a year. They missed a full year.
A year and a half.
Yeah.
Year and a half. I mean, let's be honest. A lot of them, you know, they didn't do anything that last, you know, it started in March, and they didn't do anything March, April, May, June, and then the whole next year. So they really lost a lot of time, and it's going to be a while before they catch up. Now, we gave money to schools so that they can – you know, have a robust summer program. And I hope that that's what's happening. We're going to get feedback on that soon to find out how good that program has been working or if it's just glorified babysitting. I hope it's not the latter. I hope it's the former. But it'll be a while. You know, my daughter was in Arbor. She was, I don't want to say it, but she was at a public school for a while. And she just felt like they're just rehashing the same things that we were learning already. And so she wanted to be challenged again. So we put her on an online school. I know. And people were freaking out. They're like, your daughter's online? Oh, I hated that. I'm like, no. CCSD didn't know how to do online. If you go to a school that understands and does it well, online can be really, really enriching. And she does. One of the things that she's learned, and she's a sophomore this year, time management. She is really good at time management now, and she likes the convenience, right? She gets up early, goes to a seminary class in the morning, goes home, rests for another hour and a half, meaning she sleeps hard. I mean, solid sleep. And then she gets up, goes to her classes, hits the books right away because she knows she's got some volleyball practice later on. And so she knows she's managing her time. She knows she's got to get a certain amount read every day or else she won't have it done. I mean, it has been wonderful for her to be on an online school.
How long will it take to figure out how much we lost from, you know, Zoom schooling and online schooling? I mean, is this going to be reflected not this year, but in 2 years, 5 years?
Oh, I think that they're gonna know pretty soon because they started testing last year and they're gonna test again this year, and you know, depending on what kind of test you're looking at, I like some of the testing. I don't like the high stakes testing that you give to the students and then you don't get to know the results. You don't know what the test was. You don't get to see the questions. You don't know what to see what they put on the questions. They give you a number. I don't like that at all. But some testing is really good and it's diagnostic in nature. You know, you take
What does that mean?
Well, you know, when you hook up your car now.
Okay.
And they give a diagnostic test. It kind of tells you, okay, here's the problem, right? Well, with some of the tests, that's what teachers give. They give a really good test. Some of them have a baseline, and then you take a test in the middle of the year and then at the end of the year, so you kind of know where the growth has occurred, if any. But a lot of these really good tests, what happens is a teacher will be able to look at it and go, okay, I see where your deficits are. It's diagnostic in nature, right? Now I know where the problem is. Let's work on that, and then they can adjust your teaching. You can adjust your whatever lesson plans you have. I mean, if it's a bigger problem, it's, you know, the whole class wide, you can readjust there. That's good. I like that. I don't like these high stakes where you're not learning anything from it because you don't even get to see the teacher doesn't even get to see the questions. They don't get to see what the answer was in the question. They just know that the student got an overall grade of whatever or number, and they don't find out until the next year. Like, how does that help out?
Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, District 18, We're talking about the first day of school without many incidents at all. And, in fact, stuff worked out pretty well. Now the question is, we still have a teacher shortage. We have a bus driver shortage. How do we fix both of those?
We have to be more nimble. And we talked about this last time. I think that, you know, we were talking about that initiative that's going to go on the ballot. I know that I think it's City Councilman Dan Stewart has been behind it, and others that you've talked to are behind it. It is seriously time to talk about how do we break up the school district in such a way that makes sense and that allows for these entities to be more nimble. You know, you're going to have some competition. You're going to have to be nimble. You're going to have to go out there and find these teachers. But, you know, it's not just one solution. You got to remember, we're having a hard time getting younger students enrolled into a program in college that would make them a teacher, get them certified and get into teaching. And a lot of it is because, you know, guys like me, when my son says, hey, I want to teach, I'm like, oh, you don't want to teach right now. It's difficult right now. They're just asking way too much of you. So I, you know, one of my kids say, hey, I want to teach. My wife is a teacher now. I was a former teacher. I mean, we have serious discussions with them about, you know, what are the deficits right now. Until they give us some more autonomy to come up with, you know, what we believe a good school would be. I want more autonomy for teachers and administrators.
Is it though a problem that being a school teacher is not as attractive today as it was, say, 15 years ago? 20 years ago.
Yeah, no, absolutely, right? The respect level has gone down.
Exactly.
They take a lot of slings and arrows, the teachers do. And like I said, that's why I don't want to ever get to the point where people think I'm criticizing teachers. I'm not at all. But they take a lot of slings and arrows. And then on top of it, we've put a lot of extra burdens on them. We're asking them to do far more than I ever did my first year of teaching, or, you know, my administrators did when they first taught. So many more, you know, requirements on them, paperwork, you know, filling out, just a slew of things like lesson plans. Great to have lesson plans. Great to put on the board exactly what we're going to be doing today. They want so much detail, but then it becomes, you know, we'll just copy and paste off of this website and you can put it on here or do this. It's not original. It just becomes an extra step that you have to do that takes time. It takes time away from other things that you could be doing to enrich your students' activities during that classroom period. And so there's a lot, like I said, a lot of times I feel like I'm just a guardian of the teacher's time and talent while I'm in the legislature. Because too many times, you know, every legislator has a great idea. This is how we're going to fix education. And they come up with something. I'm like, that's great. We'd love to do that during the day. So what are you going to get rid of in order to do that?
I don't know if you saw the Victor Jakes column over the weekend of how we are, you know, the poorest schools in the worst neighborhoods have the biggest vacancy rate, that, you know, Green Valley is fine.
Yeah, they never have a problem.
Explain to me how we fix that.
Yeah, well, that's incentives. You're going to have to pay more.
But don't we already do that with Title I schools and things like that?
We do, but again, it's going to be a little bit more. I always tell people there's a couple of things that always seems to, you know, some of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, they kind of recoil a little bit when I say, look, not every teacher is the same. It's okay to pay some of them a lot more. A lot more. I mean, you know, you get a really good teacher, you want to keep them. Keep them in the classroom. We incentivize good teachers, one, to leave a district and go somewhere else. Two, we incentivize them to get into administration. Instead of, you know, enriching the pot and keeping them in the classroom where they're really good, they end up going to administration. And by the way, some of those teachers who are really good in the classroom, they go on to be administrators, and they're not all of them. A certain percentage of them are
not. They're not all cut out for management.
And they're not they're not very good. But, you know, it's like my old political science teacher, Ms. Titus, used to tell me, you know, there's that bureaucratic principle. You rise to the level of your incompetency. And
wow.
So sometimes that does happen, right? And all of a sudden, but you can't put it back in the classroom because now they're administrators.
More to come with Scott Hammond, State Senator, District 18 on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger. from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California, choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's working really good. I hit 185 this morning for new weight. I was about 210 when I started this. It's great. I've been losing weight consistently, but I was at like probably 200 to 210 for like 20 or 30 years. That'd been pretty much my standard body weight. And I tried this, and it's been slowly creeping down.
Congratulations, Rob, on losing 25 pounds and 30 years of belly fat with Andro 400. Johnny, what's your opinion of Andro 400?
Every man should be taking this. I have a better mood and I feel better. And I don't have that big fat belly no more. I had to take up 5-6 inches on my waist. Had to buy new pants.
That's terrific. Losing that big fat belly and 6 inches around your waist with the help of Andro 400. Guys, Andro 400 can help you safely and effectively lose belly fat, gain energy, and boost your testosterone. We guarantee it. Order today and get free shipping and special discounts only at Andro400.com. Andro400.com. That's Andro400.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, so he's not running, but he's out there on the campaign trail. We're talking about Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. You've been helping candidates. Talk about some of the candidates. I know you're really impressed. And I got to tell you, you folks have done a tremendous job, I think, in vetting candidates, vetting sometimes first-time candidates, folks that understand messaging, fundraising, and winning. Talk a little bit about some of these candidates that you're going to be out there. You're going to be knocking on doors for some of these candidates.
Absolutely. And thank you for the opportunity to do this. This is my favorite thing to do because we've got really good candidates up and down. I mean, there's 6 races down here, 3 of which, you know, are vital and 3 of which are within our grasp. But you know what? I wish everybody could see some of these candidates because, you know, April Larson, She's running, and she's running in a district that's really upside down. But I tell you what, with all the independents and nonpartisans out there who are really paying attention to the policies, they're paying attention to where the country is going, the direction of the country. These folks are savvy, and they're going to be voting for somebody who doesn't, you know, who's not going to put us in the predicament we're in right now. So that's why I think April Larson is